This is the Microsoft Cloud Show, episode 254?
255.
Live from SharePoint Conference 2018.
A 99.9% SLA means you're protected from power outages, bad patches, natural disasters, and maybe even a dinosaur attack. Does it protect you from yourself, though? AvePoint Backup for SharePoint Online provides full fidelity backup and recovery, from individual items to entire sites. AvePoint can run backups up to 4 times a day to ensure your data is secure. Recover anytime you want without having to pick up the phone and schedule restore windows. Learn why AvePoint is the Microsoft Cloud expert at www.avpoint.com.
We're back in Vegas.
Exactly.
SharePoint Conference is back.
I'm not sure if I should be worried that I'm in Vegas with you or the SBC is here and it's all going to go crazy, but here we are.
It's only Monday. You get worried later. We brought bail money, so we're okay.
Yeah. You don't want to peak too early.
No, that's the key,
right? You want to pace yourself at SBC, but it's great to be back in Vegas. It's great. I don't know, nobody can see this, but behind us here, or in front of us here, is huge expo floor with a bunch of partners and things, so we're going to talk through some of that in a minute.
A dinosaur. We got a T-Rex is running around as well. We're going around with this stuff.
We got a T-Rex.
You talk about pacing yourself, so I have a funny little story really quick on the pacing yourself. Yesterday I did a workshop and it was all about SharePoint framework and first party, third party.
Yeah.
Someone raises their hand, is that like first party, third party? Is that like Monday night and Wednesday night in Vegas? So second party is, that's the Microsoft party, right? That's the
big B52s.
Exactly.
So here we are. It's good to be back. So SharePoint Conference, it's been a few years since we've had one of these. And we thought, hey, why don't we just go large? So we're doing live shows every day. This is the first one.
Yep.
Tomorrow we got another one at the same time, 1:15 PST. It was a little bit of a scramble to get all our tech stuff plugged in, and I'd forgotten Ethernet adapter and all that. But we got here in the end, so we had to collaborate.
We had to get a couple of people out to collaborate with us, right? So it was great.
Exactly. And now, so we've got shows tomorrow, and we've also got one on Wednesday.
Yes.
Now, just so that everybody knows, today we're going to talk about stuff that was announced in the keynote. We've got a couple of great guests that are going to be coming on in a minute.
Yep.
Tomorrow we're going to go deeper dive with Bill Bayer on some more SharePoint on-prem pieces.
Yep.
Deeper on some of the SharePoint pieces in general, but on-prem is going to be one of those.
Yep.
And then on Wednesday we've got a dev show.
Yes.
So for all the developers out there, this is going to be heavy dev. We're going to talk about SharePoint framework, we're going to talk about APIs, we're going to talk about Graph. Talking about all that sort of good stuff. So definitely stay tuned for those other shows.
Yeah, today's going to be fun though. I mean, today was the day of the keynote. We saw a lot of cool stuff on there, some stuff that really kind of blew people's minds. I doubt many people in the conference, in the keynote, had a clue that that was coming or even remotely on. I mean, Jeff Teaver did a pretty good job of...
I'm pretty sure that's exactly what he said.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, you're not going to have come in here expecting this.
No, they kept it pretty tight-lipped too, to where you really could not see what was going... Nobody knew what was coming and everything, so it was it's quite a big surprise there. Definitely an age of SharePoint that I didn't expect to see anytime soon.
Not
something I ever really... I saw the application to before they did all the demos. It was really cool to see that stuff.
So I think one of the greatest things about SPC is the community, right? And we've seen it in the SPC's past, where everybody comes together. And the thing that really amazes me about SharePoint Conference is that everybody you meet has something in common with you.
Yeah.
And it's not like that at Ignite.
No.
You know, Ignite, you're surrounded by people that are interested in stuff that you've never touched.
Like,
right?
On-prem exchange.
Oh, my goodness. Wash your mouth out, young man.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
So yeah, everybody you bump into is either an IT pro or a developer or an end user or some sort of business analyst or, you know, infra person or, you know, cloud consultant, or it's awesome. Really fun.
Yeah. No, it was good. I love this show to be able to see people that you're used to. The community really comes together on this. I mean, Jeff Teaper said in the keynote that, I know he said this, I believe it as well. I mean, this is one of the richest, strongest like tech communities that are out there, and other people try and replicate what we've kind of done, and it's never really been planned. It just kind of has been like that. It's been a passionate kind of a thing. So it's cool to see so many of those people from the community are here from all over the world just for SharePoint, seeing all the vendors that you end up seeing in all the different places. A lot of people from, tons of people from Microsoft are here, engineering and product people and stuff.
And so, all those great sessions, workshops, right?
Workshop, yep. I'm a big fan of the workshops.
You did a workshop yesterday?
I did do a workshop yesterday. Pretty full crowd. I had a I had to get it myself out of the doghouse being over here in Vegas. My wife's birthday was yesterday, so I did a little thing on Facebook, like, everybody say happy birthday.
Danger. Danger, Will Robinson.
It worked. We'll find out if I'm in trouble when I get home.
You have some makeup to do. There you go.
Yeah, if that's the only thing I have to explain about Vegas, then I'm okay. That's a good way to go.
Hey, well, I know some of our guests are on a bit of a time limit here, and we got to get them out of here, and they're busy people. So why don't we get them up here on stage? We've got Dan Holm and Omar Shaheen from the SharePoint and OneDrive team that are going to come and join us.
Are you being asked repeatedly to integrate different business systems in ever narrower timeframes and with increasing process complexity? What if you could standardize the way you build these business processes so your team are focusing on higher value tasks versus the nuts and bolts of running the processes and integrations? Nintex can make it happen. With a Nintex platform, work flows from person to person, system to system, to the cloud and back. Got a custom system you want to connect with? No-code extensions let you plug into systems simply and easily using REST and Swagger. With Nintex, work just flows, so your teams can work smarter, work faster, and be more connected than ever. Try it out free for 30 days at www.nintex.com/try-NWC.
Awesome. Coming up, guys.
Come on.
Hey, it's good to see you.
Hey, Omar.
Hey,
hey,
coming
hey
on.
Dan. Good
hey,
to see you.
Hey, there he is. All right, plug in, grab a mic.
Oh, works out great. Dan is green with the green shirt. That makes it really easy for me.
Go.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate you playing it out like that.
All right. Actually, Omar's on green. I'm on white.
Oh, that works.
There you go. Oh, swapsies.
No worries.
Trip me up. That's okay. That's fine. It works just as well.
Hey, so first up, thanks for coming on the show. Omar, I know we spoke back at Ignite last year.
Yep.
And for those of you who listened to the show, we'll remember that it was kind of noisy, mm-hmm. and there were people emptying trash bins behind us, but we struggled through it, and we got there, and we talked about a bunch of great stuff. So we're in a bit of a better setting. We've got a proper table and stuff. Like things
great.
Are really looking up.
Yeah, so professional.
Exactly. Yeah. So the keynote this morning obviously went great. It was I think an hour and a half or so about that. Why don't you run us through some of the kind of the key things that you spoke about on stage in the keynote and that our audience would probably be interested in hearing a little more about.
Sure. I think probably the biggest announcement was obviously about SharePoint Spaces, which is our effort to make mixed reality for the masses, especially in the organizational business context. Up until now, it's been really, really hard to make virtual reality spaces. I wouldn't know how to make one if I wanted to, and I now can because I know how to make communication sites and team sites. And so it's very simple, and I think interesting for the developer community too, because it's built right on top of the SharePoint framework, and all of the existing ecosystem we have can be augmented with 3D experiences. Mm-hmm. And the point that I really loved was about the 360 cameras. I don't know if you guys have played one of those, but they're super easy to use. Lots of companies sell them now, but it's really impossible to watch any of that 360 video you've shot. And so I think that's going to open up a lot of interesting opportunity. But other stuff in the keynote, which I thought was important, was just the collaboration experiences. Mm-hmm. If you are used to, say, using Google, for example, you know that the sort of at mention experience is something that used heavily to bring people into documents. Mm-hmm. We think that's a powerful way for people to work both real time and asynchronously, delivering notifications to the device. Lots of people are interested in Teams, and so we're really interested in making sure our SharePoint experiences, OneDrive experiences are 100% there. A lot of companies want to adopt Teams, and it's a very simple thing for them to deploy to organizations, and so bringing all that SharePoint value in Teams is pretty exciting. Of course, the stuff that Chris McNulty showed around list improvements and some of the AI, cognitive AI experiences we're bringing in is super awesome. Like, that's my wheelhouse of developer, is using things like Flow,
right.
just hooking up all these great internet services and backing it
Seeing
all
what
with
people
lists.
Can do,
yeah,
right?
It's so cool. I mean, even the stuff he came up with would have been super useful when we were rebranding SkyDrive to OneDrive. My job would have been a lot easier finding all the places in the company where people are using the old logo and the
Wait,
old brand.
It wasn't
brand.
Just a search and replace and
Oh,
good.
No. Oh, I wish. There's millions of lines of code. And then, of course, the stuff Dan and Adam showed. I'm a big user of communication sites at Microsoft, and there's just tons of amazing stuff that we're going to be doing around targeting, page authoring, distribution of news. I'm excited about pretty much everything.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a real nice bucket of stuff people can use today in the core experiences.
Yep.
What you guys are working on in terms of pushing content experiences forward for intranets and team collaboration sites and so forth. And then there's just some wild and crazy out there stuff, like Spaces, which is kind of just nobody expected.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody saw that coming.
And
I was fortunately, I got a demo of it, a sort of a sneak peek demo yesterday. And I went into that demo not knowing what it was,
yeah,
not knowing what I was going to see,
uh-huh,
and certainly didn't think that's what I was going to see. So you guys kept it real tight. It was good to be surprised, I guess.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Takes a lot of work. Dan can probably speak to how hard it was.
Takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
we got a lot of very curious colleagues in this community.
Yeah. Yes, very, very much so, yes. So it's that was really good to see. And I think it was nice that there was a developer angle to that, because like you say, the strength in the ecosystem is about pulling all these things together, and yeah. So it'll be really interesting to see where people go with this and what they put in there.
Well, interesting backstory to that. So when we were staffing the team, like fully earlier this year, late last year, I guess, we were trying to figure out where in the team it belonged. Because, you know, it's a brand new thing. We had a couple of folks working on an incubation video on stage, who you saw was team member number one. And we worked on a prototype for a while, and then we sort of gave it the green light, and Jeff funded it. And my idea was to combine the developer platform folks in our team with the SharePoint Spaces effort all under one person, because I felt like those things go really hand in hand. This sort of idea that you can create a space, but the extensibility of that space is just really going to make it powerful.
Sure.
There's so many companies doing interesting stuff with 3D and VR. Mm-hmm. They don't have a place to plug in, you know, like AutoCAD, Autodesk. They do a lot of neat things. And so I sort of felt like that was great. Jeff was super skeptical. He was like, I don't know if those things go together.
Oh, no, totally. I get where you're coming from.
But a couple weeks ago, he said, I'm really glad we made that decision. It's a good idea.
So I'm curious about that too. You know, in watching it, I know that a lot of times when you guys build new things, you think about scenarios or enterprise scenarios and customer stories and stuff. You know, what is like an ideal kind of a scenario there? What are you guys looking at being like, you know, what's the one that's really going to make this shine? What's the one that's really going to, you know, like blow this stuff up? Because I mean, we showed a couple mm-hmm. today, but I mean, is that, you know, what other stuff are you guys thinking about?
Well, I think if I had to pick one, it would be anything related to learning and exploration. And today on stage, our scenario was loosely centered around the idea of a new employee coming on board, needing to learn about who's who, you know, imagine exploring your campus or your building map in 3D and knowing where your office is before you even get there, mm-hmm. and learning about connections between people, learning about your company's products and data in a really immersive way. And whenever you're learning, being able to, first of all, immerse yourself is huge because it creates focus.
Right.
And as I think Adam jokes, it's there's no better way to get someone to put down their phone than to put on a headset.
Sure. That's a good point.
Although you don't have to use a headset for SharePoint Spaces, which is great.
You need hashtags around you to keep you from walking
right.
into stuff,
yeah.
though, I think.
Exactly. And then the other cool thing that mixed reality and virtual reality do for learning is they let you explore in a very engaged way, where it's not just that you're looking at something, you're hearing it, you're touching it in many yep. cases, and it really just sort of engages your senses, and humans learn faster that way. So that's gonna be, I think, where we see the most immediate traction is anything. We had a discussion with a very well-known Silicon Valley company who was telling us flat out that they in order to attract millennials, they really need to recruit using cutting-edge technology. Mm. Can you imagine, like, as a recruiter, being able to go out and give people a real immersion into your company?
Right.
And so they really have a visceral feeling for what that's like.
Yeah, it really puts like a bit more feeling behind the company and makes
totally.
It more real than just a logo and a yep. and an offer.
Yeah.
Right?
It also makes those experiences kind of memorable for you too.
Right.
Totally.
Like they sort of imprint on you. You remember more about it, you know, sort of. That's one of the, I think, key pieces of value that comes out of that kind of experience.
Yeah, I think the developer extensibility piece is really fascinating, because if you guys just launched with, you know, the out-of-the-box, kind of the spaces, the types, I don't know what I'm using the right terms here.
Yeah, spaces.
But the types of spaces that you can create, mm-hmm. you know, the little flyout that you get. In a lot of cases, those are going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
for some companies, they're going to want to go build
yeah.
their own space and layout and
sure.
all that sort of stuff with their own things in there and all that sort of stuff. And it's great to see it extensible, I guess, is where I'm going. We're developers, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
And speaking on that point too, you know, I talked to someone this afternoon or this morning, I don't even know when it is right now, that is more in the VR space. And I asked her, like, yo, what was your take? As we were walking into the keynote, I asked her, what are you up to these days? And she's like, oh, I'm in a lot of mixed reality, AR and all stuff. I'm like, oh, I'm really interested to talk to you after the keynote.
Yeah.
Knowing a little bit what's coming. And then I saw her afterwards. I said, so what's the big thing for you? When you walked out of that, what was your take? Because, you know, I'm personally not like immersed in the VR space. So it's a little foreign to me. And I asked her, I was like, so what was your take on it? And her immediate reaction was, I'm in all of these private communities that are in the Seattle area that are all in, that talk about this VR stuff. And they said, the one thing that on the dev side, the one thing that really blows her away is the fact that you are enabling companies to be able to create this virtual reality space mm-hmm. without a developer, though. You're right. able to get it right out of the box
Absolutely.
And get things going. And
yeah.
that whole, like, Unity developers are expensive,
yep.
and it's a lot of work to get going.
Yeah.
So to be able to just assemble this right off the bat and throw a couple pieces together,
yeah.
and then if there's not something that's there that you want to be able to extend and build out, then you can go through and call the developers and get them involved, but that's not one of the gating functions
exactly.
that to get into this whole thing. So that's I don't know how much, that didn't come through to me in the keynote, but hearing that afterwards, I'm like, well, that's a really big point. That's a
yeah.
really big thing you guys have accomplished with
yeah.
that.
Yeah, it's great that you dialed into that, because in a short keynote, we wanted to just help people wrap their heads around this idea of bringing mainstream into the lives of everyday information workers and first-line workers. And the fact that you dialed into that sort of double click of the value that the SharePoint framework brings to it
yeah.
is really important.
Well, and the other piece too is, I mean, what you said, it's like what your shining example or the shining scenario for you is like the education and the engineering. So that was the first thing that came to my mind, was like, I can see this in an engineering and a learning thing. The first time
Absolutely.
You saw HoloLens.
Yep.
At like the build, at first time you saw Halo, it was pretty cool. But the first time you saw the HoloLens at the Build conference, seeing them with the Mars example of being uh-huh. able to like walk on Mars, I was like, that I get.
Yep.
That's the kind of, I can see those kind of scenarios there. And I mean, maybe it's just me being a little old, but the other one's like going, it feels contrived. Not on the HoloLens stuff, but that education, the training, the engineering, being able to visualize pulling like an aircraft engine apart and that kind of stuff,
yeah.
that's huge.
Oh yeah, when I was messing around yesterday, if you've tried it, like you can literally walk up to the tents and like poke your head in and then just kind of continue to experience what's inside. And you know, you can't really do that any other way. It's just not the kind of thing that works, but with your own just motion, poking your head around, you can sort of get this really cool experience.
That's cool.
And my favorite.
Somebody's already working on a Doom port as well, which I'm absolutely super pumped about, because I reckon that would be pretty rad.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dan.
No, I was just going to say, my favorite experience in our demo so far is the data, actually. Being able to literally walk around data and look at it from every angle.
Mm-hmm.
Adam couldn't do that on the stage because we didn't have enough of a tether, so to speak. But
sure.
I mean, you can see things that you literally couldn't see any other way without like trying to work in 2D to see that stuff is just
not as
revealing.
I can imagine, that was the part that I saw. That when I saw that second demo, I was like, now this one looks interesting. And it's like, I could see someone like, the farther you walk, the farther you get into it. Being able to do like gestures
yeah, totally.
Like this to be able to dig in and let me throw this out of the way and let me bring in the slicer, this metric or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly, processing mass amounts of data.
It's a great way to explore, like you said, back in learning, like think about all the things you can learn about that are physical spaces out there in the world, and just being able to create annotations and walk around and sort of get that 3D experience you really can't get, you know, by reading or watching videos or anything.
And the intelligence stuff, you know, we've been talking about Microsoft Graph since SPC 2014, right?
Yeah.
And if you can imagine, we showed an org chart, which is pretty much a 2D thing, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine looking at connections between people and content
from
Microsoft Graph and really being able to see, oh, these are how these things are connected to my organization.
It's like delving four dimensions.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like LinkedIn connections, LinkedIn Graph.
Oh, it'll be really interesting.
It's hard to be able to visualize a true graph that is truly three-dimensional out in a 2D space.
Yeah.
It's really hard to visualize that. It's really hard to consume that.
Totally.
One of the other things that I thought was really notable, I know it's coming down the road, is some of the stuff that you guys were doing around lists in Excel.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to speak a little bit about that? I mean, that was really that looked like immediate productivity stuff that right away.
Well, Jeff is like, we've modernized a lot of SharePoint in the last couple of years. And Jeff has pushed us pretty hard, but you know, list is the one thing we've all sort of excited to get to, because you know, you've seen the work we've done with communication sites, and there's a lot of value in just organizing stuff in a list, having the ability to add columns, hooking up workflows and applications to it. But the UI has sort of not been really modernized. And so this is a big opportunity for us to not just improve the, you know, look and feel of the thing, but make the things people do every day easier, like getting started with a list. You know, what should you use it for? And then most people have data in tabular form somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And just being able to copy and paste from Excel and, you know, paste that in and then figure out what's the type of content in this column, make it really easy to turn into something else. I think we'll just make the experience of getting started a lot easier than it is today. A lot of people probably aren't aware that they can use lists for these scenarios.
Lists is so popular, right? Like it is
very popular.
It's a real core piece of SharePoint, and what made it really popular, what, like everyday people could go create their own little databases for things.
Yeah.
With Flow, it's really cool. I mean, I have a bunch of lists for every meeting I run and status reports, and Flows are always sending out my team. Like every month they get an email from my robot that says, your status report is due, please fill out this list. And it happens, you know, 7, 5, 3 one day, and every day it's overdue until they're done.
Nice.
And it's like, I don't send these mails, it's great.
I want to copy those flows for my team. That sounds really useful.
It's the NAG flow.
The NAG flow, exactly.
It is. Publish those. Yeah, those are great. Excellent. So that'll be great for that core end user, kind of the what my dad used to use Access for, right? He used to use Access for all sorts of kinds of things.
Yeah.
And being able to create lists really easily. And I guess the advances in web technology more recently, about being able to interact with data on web pages, has come a long way since SharePoint originally launched.
Yeah.
Right? So those new kind of really rich interaction models in a web browser.
Well, and the real-time updates too will make it so that when someone is manipulating a list on one browser, you're seeing those updates happen in real time, which is awesome. It's totally co-authoring on a list. Yeah,
nice.
I was a Mac person growing up, so I used FileMaker.
Gotcha.
But same deal.
Same
sort of
concept.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, fair enough, too.
And then for the power users, there's the row formatting, which we only showed a small demonstration
of. What's that all about?
Row formatting allows you, where column formatting allows you to apply a formatting with JSON to a column, this will do it to a row.
Yeah.
And you can imagine you can create incredible like catalog-like experiences.
Yeah.
And some of the demos I've seen are so exciting.
Yeah, Chris sort of showed it, but what he was doing was, imagine doing sentiment analysis, like say your podcast, you want to do sentiment analysis on the tweets about it.
Yeah.
You put that in a SharePoint list, and you'd do a row formatter to color the positive sentiment green and negative sentiment red, and then you can basically click on the actions and go see the tweets and do stuff like that.
That'd be really cool.
Very cool.
So how are we doing with the rollout of these things? Like what sort of time frame are people going to see these things show up in their session? In their session.
Yeah.
In their tenants? Any sort of news to share on how these things are going to come out over the next wee while? I imagine it's not all today.
No, we did have these cards show up during the keynote to try and provide some clarity about what was sort of available today, available soon. And so, so timelines right now are basically today or soon. And in general, what we've done in the past couple of years is what we talk about at the sort of May timeframe, we try and deliver by end of year. We don't disclose everything we're working on, and we use Ignite as another opportunity to sort of talk about more things that we didn't even share today.
Mm. Excellent. So we should see some of the stuff come out between here and Ignite.
Yeah.
Ignite is kind of the next update on here's what we've done and here's what we're doing next, right?
Whatever we talked about today that did not show up by Ignite should show up by the end of the year, and we'll refresh our timeline at Ignite.
Yes. Pieces of the list will be slightly longer tail. And obviously, SharePoint Spaces is only a limited preview now.
I see.
So we will roll that out and bring in more people over time.
Gotcha.
Yeah, our focus with Spaces right now is going to be just trying to get customers in.
Yeah.
So we can sort of shape and tailor the experience around specific scenarios. And then hopefully have the customers really talk about how they're using it to solve problems and opportunities they have.
Awesome. Yeah, I've just been thinking about for my own sort of use, what are my scenarios going to be? What am I going to go try develop and put in there? And I work on products that are all about people, and so I want to figure out what are the right people experiences.
How about the 3D graph experience that you just mentioned?
Let me know if you need a hand with that, So it's going to be fascinating to see what people come up with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, but sort of wrapping up, I know you guys have to run off. You've got more stuff on the go today. So far, so good. The show's day one. It's just the morning. I guess we're just hit the afternoon on day one.
Yep.
And we're looking forward to seeing a whole bunch of great content and all that kind of stuff coming up. What are you guys doing over the next couple of days in terms of, have you got other sessions you've got to go deliver that people should look at the recordings for? Anything else like that that you guys are up to?
Any
a bunch
stress,
of meetings, I suppose.
Any stress kind of fall down now that the keynote's over and everything?
My stress level is down a lot.
Yeah.
I am doing a bunch of customer meetings over the next couple of days, quite a few actually. We try and maximize the opportunity because we send a lot of the team here, a lot of the engineering team, and so we have a whole bunch of customer meetings set up, and I'll be attending a bunch of those. I'll go see some of the test sessions my teams deliver. That's basically, I think, what I'm focused on.
Yeah, same. Meetings with partners and analysts as well.
Yep.
And then this afternoon, just a little bit, I'm doing a session on Yammer.
Oh,
and talking about how we're integrating Yammer into SharePoint more deeply.
More integration, huh?
And also some of the ways we're using Yammer internally at Microsoft to engage employees.
Excellent. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Awesome. So, AC, what are you up to over the next couple of days?
So, I've got my workshop is already done, so I'm good on that one. I guess tomorrow I have a session. I forget which one it is. I forget the order of my sessions, but they're both ready, so I'm okay. It doesn't matter. I think the one tomorrow is about using React and SharePoint frameworks. So it's really for people that nobody have ever used React. come in a way to kind of pick it up.
I want to come to your session.
Yeah. You want to learn React?
I want to learn React.
Okay.
It's worth learning.
Fill out the feedback, but give it to me privately, okay?
Sure.
Don't put that on there.
5, 5, 5, 5, 5.
Yeah, that works for me. Yeah, well, if it's on a scale of 10, you can go a little bit higher, okay? And then I have another session on being a SharePoint framework ninja. So it's around debugging and telemetry and all that kind of stuff to really kind of slice and dice and see what's going on. I had to modify it a little bit because of all the GDPR stuff, of all the data I was collecting. It's like, it's actually a lot of stuff I'm pulling together, but I got to kind of figure it out. So this will be the one that's like, hey, that works great as is, but on Friday you might want to change some stuff up a little bit. You may want to reconsider it, but that's all for you. If you're all in the US, it's so good.
Just implement before Friday.
Exactly. How about you?
I'm working on our booth here. We've got a great expo hall going on. I've taken a quick walk around, but I love like just cruising the hall of the expo and checking out who's new and who's doing what and who's offering what new products and stuff. It's always really cool to find out.
Yeah.
So I've got to do a little bit more of that. I've got a session on Wednesday morning on basically all the lessons I've learned over the last couple of years of building products on Microsoft Graph and all of the things I've butted my head into and I wish I'd designed differently to begin with. And so it's kind of a tips and tricks and lesson session of calling the graph over a billion times is in the title, but it's a lot more than that now. So
yeah,
those sound like great sessions. Makes me want to be a developer.
You can be, Dan. You can be. You should come along. Right.
Awesome. Thanks a lot for joining us, guys. Really
Absolutely.
Do appreciate it.
And, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having the show again. This is a great show, another great event.
Oh, yeah, one more question. Are we going to do it again?
Do what again?
Million college
This question. Event was announced this for, I think it's the 21st, the 23rd of May, 2019. So same week next year.
Excellent. Oh, wow, there we go.
Excellent.
Yep, and then they're for folks who jump on it early, they're going to get a pretty nice discount, I've heard.
Oh. Perfect. So if you're remote and you're wondering, then it'll be on next year and go buy your ticket.
There we go.
See you next year.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Thank you very
Thanks
much.
Thanks a lot, guys. Yeah. Cheers.
Enjoy.
Did you like this episode? Please tweet about it and drop a 5-star review in iTunes. Word of mouth recommendations are the most effective ways for us to grow the show. We'd really appreciate it. If you have a question for us, go to microsoftcloudshow.com/questions, where you can submit it as text or record it as an MP3 or WAV file and provide a link so we can play your question on the show. Our theme music is brought to you by Keith Ritchie. For more information on Keith's music, head to music.kritchie.com. You can subscribe to us in iTunes and Google Play Store by searching for Microsoft Cloud Show or via RSS at microsoftcloudshow.com, where you'll also find show notes of each episode. You can also find us on Facebook searching for Microsoft Cloud Show or on Twitter at MS Cloud Show. And finally, sign up for our mailing list by heading over to our website and entering your email to interact with us, participate in upcoming interviews, and other cool stuff. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.